Good morning. Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Dee Evans. I welcome you to this community of ministry and presence. Here we recognize that each of us are ministers in the world with unique wisdom and perspective to share. Here we recognize that each of us need ministering too, for we need care, support, and wisdom of our experiences, and the wisdom of experiences, not our own. Here we recognize the world needs us, fully present and aware. Here we practice tools that help us live more deeply meaningful lives and to foster the same in all those we encounter. We are Unitarian Universalists. I offer my welcome to you, and in particular to those who are first-time visitors. We invite you to fill out one of the visitor cards found in the back of your gray hymnal and place it in the offering plate or give it to an usher. We'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about the programs and activities going on in the church. We are glad you are here and hope to see you again next Sunday. We remind those who pledge in cash to please use the envelopes provided in the pew so that the cash will be noted as received. If you wish to offer a pledge to the congregation and have not done so, please speak with an usher and they can help you. During the summer, children and youth are encouraged to remain with us in worship. At the front, we have a spirit chair, which includes activities for all ages. You are invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. We welcome everyone to this home of comfort, justice, and hope. We have some announcements. On August 21st, our service will change from 10:15 back to 10 a.m. So our Sunday service beginning August 21st will begin at 10 a.m. The second announcement is, if you have a meeting here and you use dishes, please wash your dishes after the meeting and see that they're clean. Do you have any announcements? Okay. All right. Now we will begin with a prelude. Our opening words and call to worship this morning are from C. Chimroy. In the spiritual world, next to meditation is music, the breath of music. Meditation is silence, energizing and fulfilling. Silence is the eloquent expression of the inexpressible. Aldous Huxley says, after silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music. We can use music to help us in our spiritual life, provided that we know that the music and the spiritual life are like twins. We cannot separate them. How can we separate two fingers, two eyes? They sit side by side. If one eye is not functioning well, then we feel that our vision is imperfect. Similarly, music and the spiritual life must go together. One complements the other. Music helps the spiritual seeker to go deep within to get the most satisfaction from life, from truth, from reality. The spiritual life, in turn, helps music to offer its capacity and its strength, which is the soul's light to the world at large. Phil Embry will be lighting our chalice this morning. We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all creation, the power to love, to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day. Thank you.
Oops. Please join me in reciting the mission statement of our congregation. Outward reaching, inward seeking, we are creating and nurturing an intentional community that values acceptance, social justice, and the embodiment of Unitarian Universalist principles. Come, let us question together.
Of people going by, I see. to myself.
Doesn't it? Each week, we take time to recognize the joys and sorrows, the celebrations and struggles of this community. We do this by taking a stone or stones from the bowls as we enter, or from the bowls under, from this on the chancel. We allow the stones to bring us into awareness of those things most important in our life, thought, or meditation. We then place them in the cleansing waters of this community, which includes a little bit of water collected from our annual water communion. If you have joys, sorrows, celebrations, or struggles you wish to recognize, you are invited to come forward in a ritual of joy and sorrow.
Place a stone in the bowl for those who can't be with us today, and one for the joys and sorrows we're unable to share.
I asked Tom and Casey, who graciously agreed to usher. However, I did not know we already have ushers, so thank you. Each week, sorry, we're going to have a YouTube video.
Thank you.
the Father of creation. We got one love.
Each week, we take some time to pull our financial resources to the work of this church. We are a community who believes in doing, in modeling for the world a way of love and grace that affirms life. We are a community who believes in a personal free speech for meaning and truth. We are a community who believes that we are interdependent and connected. Our financial gifts provide a home for such believers and witness to those values in a world that sorely needs these messages. This morning's offering will be gratefully received, and may it be lovingly given.
Please join me in reciting the offering blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these our offerings. Music, the universal language that every human can understand. Have you ever turned on the radio and the song playing touches you in a way you can't explain? Have you paused and thought, wow, I really needed to hear that today? Could it be possible that the universe or deceased loved ones are trying to send you a message that you can understand? I believe the physical and spiritual planes of existence are interconnected and that music and other universal symbols are often the bridge between them. When I was young, my father would take me to visit my grandparents on a regular basis. They had a small organ in the basement that I had slowly learned to play with my father's help. My favorite song to play was Over the Rainbow, a popular song featured in the movie The Wizard of Oz. As soon as we would get to my grandparents' house, Papa would say, "Go downstairs and play Over the Rainbow for us." Delighted and honored, I would run downstairs and commence to playing my favorite song. It's one of my happiest childhood memories. Last year, Papa died suddenly in his sleep at a young age of 64. I was devastated. I turned on the radio to drown out my sobbing. Lo and behold, Over the Rainbow was playing. My first thought was that Papa was sending me a message from the other side. He was telling me that he was all right. He was in a place described in the song. He was somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, the land I had dreamed of, the place where troubles melt like lemon drops. I closed my eyes and said, "I'll see you somewhere over the rainbow, Papa. I love you." I packed my bags and headed to Hawaii the next day to have his body cremated and spread his ashes in the Pacific Ocean, according to his final wishes. With his ashes in my lap, we headed to the Pahoa Hot Springs, his favorite meditation spot. Suddenly in the sky appeared a giant rainbow. I exclaimed to my brother, "Look, it's Papa telling us that he's okay." So we pulled over and I snapped the picture shown on the left side of the slide you see here. Little did I know that 4,000 miles away, at the very same moment, my sister had snapped the picture you see on the right and had the same epiphany that Papa was somewhere over the rainbow and sending us a message of love, that he would never be truly gone from us. I truly believe he had crossed over from the physical plane to the spiritual plane, but was still able to deliver a much needed message. So if we take a look at what a rainbow really is, we can see both the scientific explanation and the metaphorical meaning are interconnected. A rainbow appears when light refracts off and disperses from a raindrop. Remember the quote, "You can't have a rainbow without rain." Throughout life, we all have storms. The storm can be anything from a daily struggle to a devastating tragedy. But whatever storm you may experience, whether it be a light sprinkle or a torrential downpour, it must inevitably end. And at the end of that storm will be your rainbow, full of color, wonder, and hope. The rainbow is also a symbolic promise that has been described in many religions throughout history. In Greek mythology, Iris, the messenger of the gods, created the rainbow to be a path between heaven and earth. In Chinese mythology, the goddess Nuwa sealed a slit in the sky using stones of different colors, creating the rainbow. The Hindus believe that the rainbow is the bow of Indra, the god of lightning, thunder, and rain, and that the colors represent the chakras within the human body. Norse mythology explains that the rainbow, called the Bifrost Bridge, connects the realms of the gods and the humans. Another ancient portrayal of the rainbow is in Tablet 11 of the Epic of Gilgamesh, where the rainbow is considered the jeweled necklace of the great mother Ishtar, that she lifts into the sky as a promise that she'll never forget the days of the great flood that destroyed her children. The same story was adapted for the Christian Bible when describing the trials of Noah, only in that story it's God that sends a rainbow as a promise and a covenant between him and all of creation. In modern times, the LGBTQ community has adopted the rainbow for their flag, also believed by some to be inspired by the song Over the Rainbow. The colors of the rainbow flag carry their own significance. The colors symbolize life, healing, sunlight, nature, serenity, and spirit. The rainbow flag waved proudly in the wind atop a government building on a hot Sunday last month during Pride Fest in St. Louis. 250,000 people were reported to have attended that weekend. The positive energy was a force you could feel. That night at sunset, the entire sky turned a shade of bright pink and purple, as pictured in the next slide. The presence of the rainbow flag being proudly displayed and this magnificent exhibition from Over the Rainbow was a sign of hope for many. The timing was especially appropriate considering the mass shooting that had occurred in Orlando, Florida just 2 weeks prior. Perhaps it was a message from beyond that we should not lose faith in the plight for peace, liberty, and justice for all. a message that the world is still full of hope, color, wonder, and love. So when Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg collaborated in 1939 to compose Over the Rainbow, I wonder if they knew their song would touch so many lives. Did they know that it would heal broken hearts, inspire dreams, and ignite the souls of many? I suppose we never truly know how many lives we can touch and inspire through the creation and performance of a great song. So although I wasn't the first person to realize the concept of the rainbow being a message from beyond or a symbol of hope and unconditional love, it has been quite significant in the development of my spirituality. The combination of mood-altering music and the hopeful rainbow would lead me to believe that everything is connected and happening for a reason. The connections we develop with other humans on this earth do not end with our deaths. No storm lasts forever, and nothing is ever truly lost. And at the end of every dark tunnel is hope. So when you're feeling blue or facing adversity, and all you want to do is lay in bed with the covers over your head, I encourage you to rise up and turn on some music. Really listen to the lyrics. Feel the melodies in your soul. Let go of fear and allow yourself to see and appreciate the many colors and sounds our universe has to offer. Not only are you likely to feel much better, but there could be a bigger message that you were meant to hear and possibly pass on to someone else. Lost my place.
Trouble melts.
like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. The dream that you did to why.
We all emerge from, dwell within, are transformed by, and called back to love. May your mind be humbled before this mystery. May your heart grow hopeful by it. May you be sustained by this love always. Our worship has ended. Let our service begin.